RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Want to welcome Winston Peters, New Zealand First Leader, Foreign Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, back to RCR. Winston, good morning. Thanks for coming back on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, you've been at Tūranga Waewae. How was that?
Well, it was sad in this context that Tingitanga, or the King, should be above politics. And we went there and it was all about politics. And I think that's sad that a lot of people don't understand the proper constitutional arrangements when such things happen, or the protocols. You simply don't drag the King into politics. But they all did, and I was not so much embarrassed, but disappointed that they thought that he was of so little importance to them in the way they behaved, that they just let loose with a fiction of claims which can be destroyed in 5 seconds flat. And I personally didn't feel like it was wasting it was worth our time to engage in that context. But just to put our case that we're here to celebrate his 18 years as being the King, and leave it at that. And politics can happen the other 364 days.
Yeah. How do you think he experienced that, just with your comments there?
Well, I can't say, because, you know, you'd have to ask him. But I'm putting out our position that I've held when his mother was the Queen all those years, and I knew her, and I never, ever did I ever engage her in a political way that is happening now. And that's disappointing. And it shows the lack of understanding of certain people making claims that they understand the hierarchy of events, and yet in their behaviour disclose that they don't.
Let's talk about treaty principles. There are none, right?
Well, look, I go back to a thesis written in 1922 by this brilliant legal scholar and famous Māori leader called Apirana Ngata. Became knighted later on, was in Parliament for almost four decades. And he and his colleagues at the time, he had poor Māori there, Dr. Buck, who was a doctor, went on to be a famous anthropologist in Hawaii. And before him, Carroll, who was the Deputy Prime Minister under Seddon. And none of them made any of those sorts of claims. Then fast forward to 1987 in the Lands case, and five judges are wrestling over this issue about principles, and none of them could agree because, let's be honest, and it's been my position for a long, long time, and I said it back in 1987, almost a lone voice, but I said if no one in the Commonwealth or in the UK, or the Empire in those days, or in the UK, the British Empire, was in partnership with Queen Victoria on the 5th of February 1840, how come the Māori were on the 7th of February 1840? The answer is they weren't. This is a structure that is built from a fiction, mainly derived from university teachings, and all sorts of people conveniently making it up as they go along. But when you put to them, so you tell us what the principles are, none of them can agree, because there are no principles in this three-clause document.
Is it worth, though, updating this whole treaty concept with some actual bullet point principles for clarity? Is there any point in doing that?
No, there's no point in doing that, because you're actually buying into the fiction constructed by these revisionists in academia, and a whole lot of people, not in number, but in the Māori world, who have used it to elevate themselves at the cost immensely of the real issues that should be addressed for Māori people, like housing, like health access, like education and the chance to be the best you possibly can because you've been given the chance in terms of your training to be the best you can, and first world wages. That's what Māori want, but none of these people ever talk about that, no, because they're sitting in well-financed houses, they're sitting in well-financed jobs, and they're doing it on the backs of their people who they have neglected. And I can show you all over this country for a long time those sorts of people.
So has there been a split in Māoridom, let's say, between elites and the common person? Is there a great divide there now?
There is. There's nothing like the esteem that they had for people like Ngata or Pōmaro and Buck and all those people back then. But you see, there was a man called Carroll, and he was in a general seat, he's a Māori, in a general seat over 100 years ago in Gisborne. Come forward to 1975-78, only three other Māori ever made it to a general seat, or European seat, as we called them back then, and I'm one of them. And I'm looking at these people who arrived just yesterday. They think they're going to reconstruct the whole world according to their unlearned position, not backed by history, not backed by fact. And they would dismiss Ngata's famous analysis, which he did for Maoridom, to state the true position 102 years ago.
It's a bit of an odd situation, isn't it? ACT is completely out of the tent with Maori. David Seymour, he wasn't invited to Tūranga Waewae, was he, until after it was over?
No, we were all invited.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to clarify. New Zealand First, would you say you're in with Maori?
Well, you know, we have got a number of people in New Zealand First caucus and in the party who have Maori in their background. But here's the point. We always have believed that we are New Zealanders first. And whatever our DNA and genealogical background, it does not help for us to be always arguing about our differences. Our job is to argue and promote our collective joint interests, to see people religious blind, colour blind, gender blind, promote people as being of equal value, no matter where they come from and who they are. That's our policy. That's why we call the party New Zealand First, not second, third or fourth.
Have you considered Make New Zealand Great Again?
We're not into imitation.
Yeah, no, oh, okay.
Mind you, I did hear Trump get up and say, let's take back our country, which was the slogan we used in 2023. But then again, I heard Obama using our slogan of 2002. Can we fix it? Yes, we can.
I remember that one.
Our slogan. Yes, and then I heard Obama years ago later hearing it and using it, and I thought, that's not bad, actually. We might be a small party, in a new party in a country called New Zealand, but all around the world, people are trawling for good ideas.
I wonder if Obama's heard of Bob the Builder, though. I doubt it.
No, but can you fix it? Yes, we can. That's a great slogan.
All right. So, obviously, no treaty principles, NZ First differing from ACT's position. David Seymour wants a referendum. How would New Zealand First handle the public debate? Would you welcome some kind of referendum? Is it needed, do you think?
But you cannot have a referendum where you go from a historic document that has not got the basis of what you're arguing and somehow convert that, the three-article document, into a principles document when experts like Ngata, deeply involved in Maori world, but also someone who was a legal scholar, who got a law degree in a record time, 2 years in New Zealand, flat. That's very, very difficult to do, but he did it. And when he says it, I kind of think he knows what he's talking about. He was much closer to the event.
How would you pull people together on this discussion and get people around the country around a table? And create a united New Zealand instead of separatism, which seems to just be growing all the time. How do we move forward, Winston, without sort of falling over, tripping over?
Well, we're not going to concede or yield to these separatists, these people who spew an anthem of hate against other people, even though they're deeply in their own blood, got European in their background. One after the other, I'm watching them thinking to myself, so why are you trying to disown your European, your Irish, your English, your Scottish, or your Welsh, or dare I say it, Yugoslav, or any other background you might have, or Croatian background, Serbian background, Dutch background? Why are you trying to disown that side of you? My mother was European, my father was Maori, and I'm proud of both of them. I'm grateful for them both. And they had 11 children, brought them up from very, very poor circumstances, and gave them the one thing that we needed and never backed off, and that was, they got us on the escalator called educational achievement, and the rest is history. I'm proud of that. And I'm not going to spend my time allowing them to disown my European background, or dare I say it, their own. There's something wrong with them when they are so unkind about part of their own DNA.
And just last point, I hear bicultural a lot. We're a bicultural country, but we're not, aren't we? We're not. You just said it.
Well, look, you know, I was talking about far too much unfocused immigration years ago, and that, as the OECD said, we've got to get our focus on wise immigration, filling jobs that we desperately need that we can't fill ourselves, not just bringing in numbers to prop up the consumer economy. And when I said that, the party Maori said, he's wrong. We should be out the airport giving them all a porphyry You see how confused they were? So, no, we're not going to lose this battle because we've got history on our side, we've got the academic arguments soundly on our side, and we've got the history, not just the history and the academic background, but we've got right on our side. We're not going to lose this background. And our problem with David Seymour's bill, and we said to him, was, look, and so did National, but they have different reasons for saying what they said. But we said, you can take the bill to a first reading. We'll go to a select committee, but we're not voting for it on the second reading. That's our position, and we're not changing. Why? Because if you are going to say, as we have said for 45 years, the Treaty of Waitangi was an agreement, as Fina Cooper said, which was, we signed it so that we could become one people. That's what Fina Cooper said when she led the march way back in 1975. But here come these new radicals who think they know more. And they're asking for something that's impossible because it's not based on fact. And so if the ACT Party is putting up a bill on the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi, it fails right there because there are no principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. It's a three-article clear statement. And by the way, Ngata said that Māori ceded sovereignty. They were screaming out for a deal with the British because of the violent circumstances and internecine strife and intertribal warfare back then happening in this country. We were lawless in those critical years, and they wanted the matter to be resolved. But here come these young ones today, as though their old leaders way back then, or their chiefs, didn't know what they were doing. I think that's an insult as well. And I'd put those chiefly minds up against some of the amateur hour displays that I'm seeing in Parliament.
Winston, thanks for coming back on again. Appreciate you making the time this morning.
You're welcome. Good luck.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.